A vegan and Jew and a podcast host walk into the bar. Find out what happens next on the Stanley Colossus Show. Thanks for tuning in to our first ever episode. The goal of this show is to discuss current topics with people of different ideologies. Today our topic has been suggested by a good friend, Joshua E. He wants to know if a human race can exist on a vegan diet. Our guests today are the vegan student, a small YouTuber who has debated this topic on multiple occasions, with the likes of The Dark Reindeer, Jay Willy, and Cognitive Thought. You can find all of those debates on the Vegan Student or Cognitive Thought's channel. He will be debating David the Jew.
Well, first off, being vegan is of course a moral baseline. Like, it's essential for anybody to be vegan as well. Clearly one wouldn't want to be stabbed to death for food, so therefore you'd be a hypocrite to stab others to death. Unless one holds the position that contradiction is a court, you could just contradict yourself on whatever you want, and therefore, like, you don't have to live up to your own morals.
Okay, so right off the bat, does that mean you consider humans and animals on the same level?
No, that would just be retarded of me to think that.
So you just said that, you know, about you wouldn't want to be stabbed by another person.
Yeah.
Right? So then how is this on the same level as stabbing an animal, let's say, or killing an animal for food?
Never said that they were the same. Just saying, of course, you wouldn't want to be stabbed to death for this and this reason. And, of course...
So, how is that relevant?
Because making an argument like this doesn't require, of course, value to be the same level. It just requires the reasoning in which you would accept that reasoning were you put into that position.
Okay, looks like David has something to say.
Okay, let me just start off by saying the animal doesn't get stabbed to death. The animal is slit by the throat once and it's over. That's it, okay? The animal is not stabbed multiple times like a Michael Myers Halloween film, okay? I want to make that clear. The vegan student does not know what he's talking about when it comes to how a cow is killed. You can go on.
Even if, of course, like we were to accept that a cow is not stabbed to death, does that therefore justify slitting its throat needlessly for food?
We're talking about a hypothetical where the human population can survive on a plant-based diet.
Can you prove that the human population cannot survive on a plant-based diet?
In third world countries, the primary...
Are removing and adding context to a situation. Because we're talking about the first world where pretty much anybody can survive on a vegan diet.
Wait,
name one single nutrient...
You want the first world? I thought we were talking about the human population in general.
Well,
the entire human population.
Well, there's obviously exceptions.
Okay, I'm going to stop you guys right there. For the record... The question itself is based on the entire human population. We're looking at the full world living on a vegan diet.
And this includes third world, yes?
Yes, okay. The third world countries are part of the full world.
Okay, exactly.
Okay, so therefore, because the third world country cannot go vegan, are you saying that therefore nobody should go vegan because the third world country cannot go vegan? Yes or no?
Repeat that, actually.
Are you saying because the third world country cannot go vegan, are you saying that therefore you shouldn't go vegan because of that reason? Yes or no?
I'm not the human population. There are 7 billion...
But you're part of the human population. So, like, just answer. It's a binary question. Yes or no?
What, I mean, me? I don't want to go. Plus, there's such thing as a vitamin B12 deficiency.
Vitamin B12, you could just supplement with vitamin B12. There's really no issue with that.
What if I can afford the vitamins?
Anybody can afford vitamins. Even me, who's right now struggling with financial problems. And my mom, of course, who has 3 children.
We're talking about veganism, not your family.
Yeah, veganism. And, of course, like, vitamins, of course, aren't really too expensive. You're trying to say that because it's expensive to go vegan, therefore you should...
Where do you buy
okay,
vitamins?
Okay, this guy... This got really personal. Okay, this got really personal all of a sudden. But I just want to remind everyone here that we're talking not about any individual area, about, you know, let's say the U.S. at large, but we're looking at the full world population. So if these vitamins are not available for people in, again, third world countries, we're not going to include them as an argument.
Yeah, so, like, you can't appeal to the third world country for you saying that you won't go vegan because of that.
So, does that mean you believe that the third world countries are not really part of the human population, that they're not as human as us, that they should not...
Or that they're not important?
Never said that.
Well, then what are you implying?
Find me a quote or a timestamp. I'm implying that anybody, of course, in the first world country, the Western world.
We're talking about the entire population.
Yeah, but you're trying to use this as a you're trying to appeal to the third world countries to not go vegan. And that's why I asked
you.
It's
a part of the human population. Why would I not appeal to it? It's part of the human
population. No, you're appealing to that to say why you won't go vegan, even though you're changed the
culture. Okay, but see, the question, I'd like to remind everyone here once again that the question is not whether David goes vegan. But the question that was asked by Joshua E. was, is it possible for the full human population in all parts of the world to exist on a vegan diet?
All right, David, I'll agree with you that the entire human population can't go vegan. But what about those that can? Should they go vegan, yes or no?
I think it's kind of forceful to force everybody to turn vegan, everybody that can, because especially, are there not farmers that sort of rely on animals?
For their income? Well, they can easily shift to just selling their crops if they want to make money.
But what will the animals eat?
What will the animals eat? They won't obviously like have those animals because they might be either put into animal liberation or animal sanctuary.
An animal sanctuary, but they're making money off of they're making money off of the animals, are they not?
Right? Yes.
So why would they want to put them into a sanctuary?
All right. Let's answer this question: can they make money somewhere, some way else? Yes or no?
Of course, anybody can. Okay.
So that's all we need.
We're talking about the farmers. We're not talking about anyone. We're talking about the farmers.
So farmers can make money another way else. You agree?
I told you. I gave you a hypothetical, and you just completely forgot about it.
No. I asked you: can farmers make money another way else? Yes or no?
Why not? Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So therefore, maybe shift to selling crops, so that way they can make their money.
Different way when they have animals. Okay. Yeah. They can do that. But you know,
no, they have crops.
It's okay. You can completely forget that animals eat. You can forget that animals eat.
You can forget that like they could always go to animal sanctuaries.
Why we're not? They're making money off of the animals.
They can't make money if, of course, those animals serve no income, and therefore nobody wants to buy it.
Make more money through the animals.
Okay. Now looking at this economically. Animals will make more money than crops. You know, a pound of pork will make you more money than a pound of most crops.
We're talking about, of course, like this hypothetical where like almost everybody's vegan and of course, because David even said it himself, like what if they
a money
if they
comparison
rely on animals?
Is not a hypothetical. A current
what if they what if of course because then
is
farmers
not a
might
hypothetical.
Go,
it's happening
all
right now.
All right, you said it yourself.
What?
You would of course like you said they can't make money if of course like everybody were to go vegan. Yes or no?
What?
You said, like,
if everybody were to go vegan, then of course they can't make money off the animals.
Of course, so
they'll make more money for them. But the animals make more. The animals make more money for them.
Okay. So we've seen this from an economic. We've seen this. We've discussed this on.
They can't make money off the animals.
The animals make more money.
Okay, we've discussed this on an economic standpoint. We've discussed this on a health standpoint. But the one thing that most vegans do enjoy discussing this on that I haven't seen today is morals.
Well, yeah, like as like morality is of course what actually would tend to keep a person vegan. So, what would you say justifies needlessly stabbing a cow to death to people in the first world?
I explained already. You're not stabbing it. You're slitting
okay,
its
okay,
throat
okay.
Once.
He's avoiding the point. Like already, like you could always focus on like it's not exactly stabbing, but like answer the question like what justifies it. Like,
but it's not stabbing. It's quick slitting.
Okay, avoiding the point already. Like, all right. So
change the question to make it like how it actually works out. Change your question to being realistic.
All right. What justifies needlessly slitting an animal's throat open?
Money, as we were just talking about.
So all right.
We're talking about morality. We're talking about morality.
All right. So if money.
Farmers care about morality when it's money that they.
All right. So if it's money, then does that justify me slitting your throat? Yes or no? Or rather, any other person.
So somebody hired you to kill me? Is that how I.
No, okay. He's avoiding the. It's a binary question. Yes or no?
It's not a binary question.
Yes, it's yes or no, because it's either yes or no. Like, it could be one or the opposite.
So you're equating an animal to my life?
Never equated them into your life.
That's how it works out.
Never equated them. I simply asked, like, would that be okay to justify? Is money a justification for slitting your throat? Yes or no?
Well, yes. Wait, for my throat?
Yeah.
Why are we talking about my throat?
Or rather, anybody else's.
Why are we talking about my throat?
It's a hypothetical. Yes or no?
It's not a good hypothetical.
It's a prescriptive question, and you got to answer yes or no.
Figure out a better question, because that question is not going to get anywhere through this question.
All right, because then of course it'll show me if you would accept your own argument when you were put into their position. Now yes or no.
So you're gonna sell my meat for people to eat, right?
Okay.
No, you're gonna sell my meat for people to eat.
All right, already avoiding the question.
What do you mean?
Would you be okay with having your throat slit for money? Yes or no?
Don't you think it depends on why my throat is being slit?
Yeah, for money.
To why the cow's throat?
Yeah, for money. That's your justification.
But people are gonna eat me, right?
Yeah. Obviously.
People are going
okay,
to
eat okay, me. Okay, okay, that's the end of this part, and we'll come back with some questions. Today we have three people asking the questions. Two have asked it from our online survey, and the third person is I'm Ben BML, a YouTuber.
This question is for both the vegan student and David. Say if you genetically modified an animal and you gave it the want to be eaten, to die, and such. I got the idea from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. But, would it be morally okay to eat this animal if it wants to be eaten?
Well, I would say just simply ask it in the human context. If you were to genetically modify humans, that way it wants to either be, let's say, either murdered or killed, would you be okay with that?
Wait, so you are genetically modifying it, right? Against its will, if it had a will, right? I really don't like that, actually. I don't like the fact that you're modifying it, because you're genetically modifying it to feel a certain way, and even if that way makes killing it easier for the animal, still, when you kill the animal, I'd hope most of the time that the animal wouldn't know that it's being killed. So what's the difference if it's genetically modified to be okay with it? I think it's... No point in it.
Okay, I think the next question comes from Johan. If the animals were gassed to death and did not feel any pain, would it be morally right to kill them?
Again, the only thing you have to do is just ask it in the human context. Like, would you be okay with gassing a human so long as it died a painless death? If anything, we could maybe look back at the Holocaust. Jews were gassed to death.
Man.
So
okay. I think you crossed the line over there. Let's go to.
James. Am I supposed to respond to him or to just like the question, right?
Do not respond to the vegan student. Instead, respond to Johan.
Okay. So, Johan. So, I don't think... I mean, depending on the gas, of course. Like, if the gas will infect the animal in a way where it's not a good idea to sell its meat, it's not a good idea to gas it.
Now, for the record, this is quite common in Europe to gas, chickens to death. It makes sure that the... chickens are actually dead when they're being, cut and when they're being feathered and everything. And it also provides no pain for the animal.
And this doesn't happen in America at all?
No, it's America, they do the cheaper way.
The cheaper way?
Yes.
Well, but how much cheaper is it? How much cheaper is it?
They're not buying expensive chemicals.
Okay, well, I mean, it's a way, it's fine. Okay. I mean, it depends on the experience that the animal has, depending on the method. If it's a worser experience through the gas, then don't do it through the gas. If it's easier to kill the animal through the gas, do it through the gas.
So you're saying that it's fine to kill them, less pain is better?
Of course.
Okay, yeah. And so for you, though, if there's no pain in the animal doesn't know it's being killed, the vegan student, if the animal does not know it's being killed and there's no pain, is it fine?
No, you wouldn't, because I wouldn't accept this in the human context, being gassed to death, like, even if it was painless, because I don't really see.
But you have already forfeited some bit earlier that humans and animals are different, right?
Humans and animals are different.
So, let's look away from the human perspective, we're looking just at the animals.
Okay, first of all, you can't just say they're different, though, because I could just say black people are different.
Welcome to The Rewind. Both myself and I'm Ben BML agree that even though the vegan student did bring up better points, we are going to give the win to David, since the vegan student upset quite a few people in the room. We cut the recording short since there was a bit of swearing following the vegan student's comments. For the record, the views of the vegan student do not line up with those of anyone else here, especially his views in the black and Jewish communities. We asked him if he would like us to edit that part away, or have him apologize for what he said, but he denied and stated, and I quote, "I meant everything I said and I stand by it." He also said that he too is a minority, and claimed that wiped him of any bad intention. Our podcast can be found on any of the sites listed on our website, and of course anchor.fm. If you have any suggestions for our next podcast, comment on this one, or you know anyone who would like to be on the show,
For an interview or debate, please contact us via the survey on our website, tscshow.weebly.com. My name is Stanley Colasso, and thank you for listening to the Stanley Colasso Show.